My struggle for an income I can live on, please sir. Can I have a job? Stephen Green, London. I have multiple disabilities that include mobility post-traumatic stress disorder and dyslexia. After a long period of mental illness, I reflected on what I would like to do with my remaining 21 years in the workplace. After much deliberation, I decided to re-enter full-time education to train as a teacher in the post-16 sector. Anybody who has completed teacher training or a PGCE will tell you it's a long, hard slog. Throughout my training, I kept my incapacity benefit for my disabilities. I need a very complicated operation on my spine, and even that may fail to take away the pain I experience. Agencies. Upon completion of my PGCE, I entered the minefield, that is the job market, the reams of paperwork and compliance checks, all of them necessary, so that I can go out into a classroom and teach. I wasn't confident that I would find work, being middle-aged and disabled. I applied to work through agencies, but I became jaded with their promises. It made me realize how it must have felt for the stevedores and others who queued up to be chosen to work for a day in the 1920s. Time passes by, days turn into weeks. But before they can turn into months, I receive a call, there is a job for me, with hours to suit. It was like winning the lottery. I was so pleased. I knew I would have to contact the DWP as I had found a job, I did, and told them of my part-time hours. I was told it would have to go to the decision maker. I waited and waited. In the meantime, I had to miss the dreaded medical, because I was scheduled to teach at that time. One day I came home from work and there was a letter explaining that my incapacity benefit would be stopped from November. The issue is whether I was carrying out permitted work, but this had never been mentioned to me. They sent me a form to fill in, more fun for a dyslexic. I'm broke, physically, mentally and financially. I have had to reclaim housing benefit. I find myself on one hand a highly valued teacher, but on the other marginalized and under scrutiny. Not for the first time in my life, I'm in a position where I could find myself homeless. I'm still available for work, should any arise, that I can do with my disability. Please, sir, can I have a job?